U.S. Department of Agriculture's Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. John Clifford says the warmer summer weather is helping.
We know that this virus doesn't like heat, so when it gets up to a certain level of temperature, this virus doesn't survive easily where it does like the cooler temperatures.
While Dr. Clifford believes the worst is in the past, it doesn't mean there won't be additional cases. But Dr. David Swain with USDA's ARS Southeast Poultry Lab in Athens, Georgia, says the sunlight really reduces any virus present in the environment.
As we get into the summertime, we also have a lot more sunshine. And with the sunshine comes ultraviolet light, and ultraviolet light will kill influenza virus. So any virus that might be on dust that's in the air, that ultraviolet light is a very important way to kill that virus, or on individual surfaces. So it's kind of hard to just predict a particular date and say, oh, beyond this point, we'll have a drop-off in cases because the virus is not surviving in the environment. It's pretty complex. It involves the climate, the temperature itself, the amount of humidity is there. So is it dry? If we get into the drier part of the spring and the part of the summer, dryness also helps reduce the life of the virus in the environment, as well as the increase in temperature and the amount of ultraviolet light that can fall upon surfaces and in the dust particles in the air.